Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 54 of the Funkhauser Situation Podcast, the pop culture centric podcast of the Kentucky Sports Radio Universe. Mm-hmm. My name is Chris Tomlin. With me, as always, is my friend and co-host Lee Cruz. Lee, how you doing?
Hello, Christopher. I'm great.
This is the Studio 54.
Really?
Of podcasts.
Is that what we
and
are?
And the number 54 also.
Oh, okay. So we're really not that hip.
No.
People
no.
are just dying to get in.
But we are both on cocaine right now.
That's true.
That's true. Okay. Lee.
I feel it gets a bad rap for no reason.
What, cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps me up when I'm tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that.
For days.
Right, exactly. My heart beat really fast. Lee, I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, we saw each other in Nashville.
Yeah,
I made you Nashville. Part of our Crazy Arms segment on the Live with Lee and Haley show. I thought you did a fantastic job. It was an interesting choice that you went with an Italian accent.
I thought you wanted me to.
I suggested that. I didn't think you'd really do it. And then we're on the air, and he starts talking in an Italian accent. I'm like, okay.
It was really a Father Guido Sarducci thing.
Yeah.
It was a last minute game time decision, but I thought hopefully it worked.
I liked it.
Yeah, we had a good time in Nashville, of course, until the team lost, and that wasn't so much fun after that. But then I was in Jacksonville, and that was fun because we won both those games.
Yeah.
And now we're on to Kansas City, but we squeezed in some time today to talk to you fine people about pop culture. You fine people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, what's been going on with you?
Well, I got a colonoscopy.
We talked about that in the last episode.
We talked about my anxiety over the conscious sedation.
You were very worried that you were going to walls were going to come down.
Right. So
around you.
They will. You know, you go in there. They say, get naked, lay down. We'll be in a minute. Mm-hmm. While I'm there, there's just a partition curtain thing, and I hear them wheel some old guy in there. Mm-hmm. And he's snoring. It's so relaxing.
Right.
And then he starts talking to nurses. Well, aren't you a pretty girl? Well, you're a pretty girl, too. This place is filled with pretty girls. And then I hear an older lady go, well, Fred, knock it off. So his wife was with him. And I go, oh, no.
So your anxiety.
So I've already made a good – I didn't ask my wife to go. So I've already made a good decision
you
there.
You didn't ask your wife
no,
to
I,
go.
No, I didn't say no. Yeah, you work. Mom's off work. Yeah. She can go.
Right.
So they roll you in there, and then they said, the doctor specifically gave me these instructions. Whatever you do, you go, I'll talk to you after. You're not going to remember any of it. Stay off social media. Do not do any social media.
Really?
He goes, because you are out of your mind, and you can't take some of that stuff back. So do not.
Roseanne situation.
He goes, try to remember that.
Yeah.
So then they say, okay, get on your side. And then she slides in the fentanyl. Mm. That's what they use for me, fentanyl. I thought that was just a street drug. What did you know? And I feel it. You feel it go up your arm. You know, it's like, oh. And I looked at the nurse, and I said, I'm going to fight it. And she said, why? Just relax and enjoy. I said, no, I'm going to fight it. And I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, just like that.
Yeah.
My next memory is I'm in the parking lot at Kroger. That's when I find it comes to.
Are you still naked?
No, I'm dressed.
Okay.
I am dressed.
Whew.
So I later called my mom the next day, because then I went home and slept. Mm-hmm. And I said, what happened? She said, oh, when the doctor came in, you were pitching him sketch ideas. He told you you're healthy, you're clean, you know. Mm-hmm. You may want to mix in some fiber with all that protein you eat, because all I do is eat beef jerky all day.
Right.
And he said, but, you know, so I don't want you to get diverticulitis.
Right.
So be careful about that. And he's like, I got a great idea. She's, I'll bring Scott Wilson from Comedy Off Broadway. I get Haley. We'll come in. We'll do this thing. It'll be fantastic. You know, I don't know. And then they said, well, let's get you dressed. You want your mom to help? And I said, no, that's weird. I want her.
Okay.
So I said that. I don't know. I don't know how I got to the car. I don't know what happened.
Well,
but, man, you sleep great.
Yeah. You know, after we had that conversation, I remembered a story from my conscious, what'd you call it?
Conscious sedation.
I remember a story that I was told In college, I had a stomach issue. I had to have one.
Yeah.
And I remember when I woke up, they told me that during the procedure, because I stayed awake, I stayed conscious during the procedure, I guess.
Yeah.
So I was able to talk to them during the procedure.
I might have. I don't know.
And they told me that during the procedure, I told them this long story about how I once accidentally swallowed a penny. And they said I told her for like 10 minutes. And then I said, so anyway, if you find that penny down there, you can have it because it's good luck. that was like conscious sedation story. But, yeah, I mean, I guess
it's going to be weird to,
truth
deal,
serum,
to
right?
deal with that every day. I don't know if it's truth serum or not. But, I mean, I don't know if I told any truth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's crazy. It's weird,
me.
Though. Yeah, I'm with you.
Because I had to go back there the next week and do a live shot for the 4 p.m. And I'm like, oh, my
everybody's God. Looking at you funny? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't know what I just let me apologize. I don't know what I said.
And there's the
I
broom closet you went in and sang a song. Yeah.
Hey, before we get going, let me say that happiness is the relationship between a well-blended cigar and a glass of Kentucky bourbon. Mm. For nearly a decade, Jake's Cigar Bar in Brandon Crossing has welcomed folks from across Kentucky to find the perfect match of bourbon and cigars. With over 200 different bourbons and 300 different cigars, Jake's is the only establishment that provides the variety Kentucky deserves. I've been telling you about Jake's moving to the larger spot across the street for months now. And, well, we got great news because the grand opening party at Jake's Cigar Bar.
It's here?
Is going to be for Make-A-Wish Foundation. Uh-huh. It's sponsored by New Riff, which that is
excellent
that's
up,
bourbon.
That's up in my neck of the woods.
Yeah,
it's
these
Bellevue,
guys are doing,
Newport,
oh, it's so good. They're going to be doing this April 27th. I drove by there last night. That'll be a miracle.
Oh, really?
That place doesn't look ready to me. April 27th. Them contractors better get busy. But that's the plan.
That's awesome. Well, we've been talking about this for months.
They want you to like them on Facebook or Instagram to learn more about the future of Jake. So, Jacob, who runs the place, right?
The titular Jake.
Yes.
As they say.
I was in Jake's the other night, and I'm talking to the manager of it, and I said, I ran into Jacob,
Now, were you consciously sedating yourself?
No,
is that what you're doing?
And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, what's funny you say that, because we had to go to Elizabethtown or Bardstown to do something. And we're driving, and I said, well, let's do a podcast. And he doesn't even know what podcasts are. He goes, the one podcast he chooses to listen to for the Funkhauser situation.
Right.
Because he goes, who is who's that voice? He goes, that's Lee. He goes, you sponsor the show. He goes, oh, yeah. Is the one where I blast them for not listening. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know if I want to read it and all that stuff. That's the one he hears. The only one he's heard is the one where I chewed him out. But he said he loved it. He laughed. He loved it.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
So we're good.
Well, thank you.
So they better re-up.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Well, that's great that they're finally doing this opening thing.
Yeah.
Now
it'll look good. It's kind of got like a tobacco barn look to it.
Oh, that's cool.
Or maybe that's just bad contract.
Or maybe it's just not done yet.
Bad construction.
Or maybe it is a tobacco barn.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I think it's going to look cool, though.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. I can't wait to see that.
We should do a show from there.
We should
do they re-up, we'll do a show from there, Maria.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, have you been a couple weeks? Been watching anything?
I saw The Green Book. Loved it.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know.
Best
I haven't
picture.
Seen it. Yeah?
That's good. I really like it.
I heard it's funny.
It is funny. There's a lot of funny scenes in it.
Yeah.
Kind of got me at the end there. I mean, it's a buddy film, essentially.
Right. And then we both saw Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah? You want to talk about Captain Marvel?
Didn't care for it.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, she clicks her heels 3 times and has all the power in the universe. Toto 2.
There is a Toto. There's a cat, right?
Yeah.
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 The cat's great, I thought.
I didn't care for that either.
Here's what I thought about Captain Marvel. Look, I thought, I texted you this, I thought it was 2/3 of that movie was my least favorite Marvel movie because I thought it was dull. The whole middle section is very dull. They're in Louisiana. Is that where they are?
Yeah.
At that lady's house.
Yeah.
They don't really even leave.
Right.
The first half is she gets to the 90s. She thinks this is going to be fun. It's time travel. We're going back to the 90s. They don't do anything with the 90s except show a Blockbuster, a payphone, and she wears a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt. Like that's all the 90s you get. There's more to that era, you know, than that. And I just, and they might play, I think they played Come As You Are by Nirvana maybe at one point. But, I mean, I really felt like that was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like the conversation, the relationship between her and Fury was that sparkling. And, look, it's tough to make a scene where you're talking to Samuel L. Jackson dull. I mean, because historically, you know, his greatest movie moments are moments where he's having just conversations with people, you know? So, I mean, to kind of take the Samuel the bite out of Samuel Jackson, that's kind of a misstep. I thought the third act was a lot of fun. A lot of it takes place in space.
Stupid.
It's exciting.
Stupid.
I thought the action – well, once the action picked up at the end, I was fine with it. But until then,
I really started hating it.
That's when you really started.
Yeah, I mean, I hated it all the time, but I really hated it then.
So your hatred for this movie just ratcheted up throughout the movie.
Well, and my problems with the movie, one, there's no real good villain. I mean, Black Panther was pretty good, right?
Now, I disagree. I loved what they...
No.
And we can't say anything about what happened with the villain situation.
We can.
Is. No, we can't.
Right, sure we can.
All right, if you haven't seen it yet, fast forward about a minute, but we're going to talk about this real quick.
But if you haven't seen it, listen to me tell you what happened because I'm going to save you some money.
Okay. I liked it. I thought I liked the fact that I thought these lizard guys were the bad guys, and then they weren't.
You like this? Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't see it coming. Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't see it coming. Yeah. But there was a couple of the problems was, why not have an origin story with Nick Fury? You know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not do that?
Yeah.
Why not make them, you know, sort of parallel her origin and his origin at the same time? That'd have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
That way they have a real bond. And so when he's texting or paging her at the end of Infinity War, it really means something.
Or even give him a cool monologue where he talks about how he became Nick Fury. I mean,
all of that.
If there's anybody in Hollywood that can handle a monologue, it's Samuel L. Jackson. You know, so. Yeah,
but it starts with him as just Nick Fury already in progress as an agent for S.H.I.E.L.D. It just didn't.
But there's no face of a villain, right? I mean, am I wrong about that? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, there's no major villain in that movie,
right?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's nobody that you can either, and even Thanos, who was really so good that that's what I loved about Infinity War, or most of the Marvel movies, is you really believe they're in jeopardy. Like, they can't beat this villain, whatever
it is. Here's a guy who's insurmountable.
Right.
And here, you're like, well, she's kind of fighting the situation.
And you still don't it's confused. And it's so,
what's she going to do?
Because, Jude Law, I guess, okay, they betrayed because they're fighting... And they're working for a watch.
But he's just a soldier. You know,
he's a soldier. So is he carrying out orders? What is it? And is he really trying to kill her? I mean, they seem to like one another.
Right.
It's all confusing. Yeah. And then when she realizes she's the most powerful being in the universe, what does it matter anymore? She does what she wants. She literally flies up into space and then flies light speed. Thor can't even do that. He's got to get Idris Elba to turn a switch for him to go places.
You're not wrong. It would have been helpful if we were like, here is the sense of danger, and here is how she's going to summon all of these amazing powers to defeat that.
And that might not work. Even that might not work.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest battle scene in the movie was just her fighting people on a spaceship to the tune of just a girl.
Yeah.
Right, I mean that was the big fight scene.
Yeah,
they did. I agree with you. They needed, like, I never understood. I was kind of like, well, you know, Annette Bening, you know, so she was a good guy. She was,
I guess,
part of the. If she's part of, because the whole thing is that she's battling the Kree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Annette Bening is a Kree.
Right.
You know, she defected and she kind of. What have you, but yeah, you're right. There was no main villain. Jude Law's as close as you got to a main villain, and you see what happens with him, and that scene is blah, you know?
Yeah.
It just felt like, it felt a little bit like Here's how I felt. Did you see Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Okay. When I saw Doctor Strange, I thought, this is fine, but this is an incredibly generic movie. Pompous surgeon gets in a car accident, has to learn to be a mystical ninja, you know, to defeat some sort of mystical force in the universe.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
sort of simplifying it, but I like that movie.
Yeah, but that's all it is. So I mean, it's kind of like that's fine, but is that a
okay, the Green Book. Two dudes drive down south.
But do we?
I mean,
did
come
we
on.
What I'm saying is, I'm on your side here. I'm trying to help your cause. What I'm saying is,
I don't need your help.
What I'm saying is I didn't think we needed a Doctor Strange movie, and I'm not so sure we needed a Captain Marvel.
We didn't.
Yeah,
it's a money grab. We didn't need it.
But I think it was. I mean,
because really, I mean, we didn't need it. I mean, I like the Black Panther. He's a good addition.
Yeah.
To the Avengers, she's not.
Well, she's pretty strong.
She's too strong.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave her Superman power. They gave her powers beyond Superman. Superman leaves, you know, our solar system. He's screwed. She can do anything.
I mean, there's no. I mean, yeah. I guess.
What's the purpose of a? There's just no drama there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I thought, you know, it is what it is, and we all had to go see it because we all go see it.
Essentially, she overcame self-doubt. I mean, that's what the whole film's about. If you just believe hard enough, you too can get back to Kansas.
Well, and that's Lee Cruz on Captain Marvel. I'm with you. I'm not saying you're wrong, you know. It is what it is. Your mileage may vary, but for our purposes, I mean, I felt like it was, you hated it. I felt like it was kind of dull and then got kind of exciting at the
end. Here's why I hate it. If it was just a standalone movie, I wouldn't hate it as much. This was the precursor to Endgame.
I agree.
Is supposed to get me excited about Endgame. All it is get me confused and make me worry they're going to simplify. What's she going to do? Why even have the Avengers if she's that powerful? Just let her show up and whip Thanos.
I'm with you. I don't think it ratcheted up the stakes at all for Endgame.
Like, Black Panther was a good good run up to.
Well, I think their thinking was, well, we got to make a movie of this because we can't just have her fly in here in Endgame with a gazillion superpowers and all of a sudden just blow Thanos back to Kingdom Come. Like, we have to have some explanation as to why she's like this.
They could have done a better job. I mean, I get why they did it.
And also, are we to believe that all of the race of that people are exactly like this?
What, the Kree?
The Kree.
They can.
I mean, can Jude Law do this? Can he fly up into space and shoot laser beams from his eyes?
No. No, wait a minute. The reason she can do it is because she was there when the explosion happened. It's like the Hulk, gamma ray exposure. She got exposed to whatever that Infinity Stone thing did.
Well.
To her that made the light machine.
It made a lot of money, and that's great for Marvel, but I feel like you could have...
We've seen the beginning of the end.
I feel like you could have handled that with a little lighter lifting than they needed a whole movie for.
They could have done a lot better. All right. Now, we may just get to the Sweet 16 on this, is what I'm thinking. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We were sent this by a few people on Twitter, so we're going to do it today. It is tournament season.
Yes, it is.
So let us look today at... the one-hit wonder bracket.
Yes.
I don't know. This looks like the Indy Star, which is the newspaper in Indianapolis.
I don't agree with all the one seeds.
Put this out. But we're going to find out. So we're going to look into...
Indianapolis is the home of the NCAA committee, too.
That's right. So this is
And they make a lot of mistakes, and here's another one.
Yeah. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start with regions, or do you want to start... You want to go through... I mean, what's the best way to do this?
So the regions are this song again region, you've got the back in my day region, or the wow, that one takes me back region, or the OMG, I remember that song region.
Okay.
Those are the regions.
All right. Brad, get me some region names, quick. So let's just start with the OMG, I remember that song region. We'll go through the eight matchups there, and then we'll... move on to the next one. So, the number one seed in the one-hit wonder bracket is, of course, Aha.
I love this song.
I do too. Take on me.
Go ahead, hit it.
All right. And that is taking on. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. Well, you load up one, I'll load up the other. Okay?
I don't trust you.
And that's taking up the that's taking on the second seed.
Who let the dogs out?
By Baja Man.
Who let the dogs out? Whoop. That was fun, though.
No, it was. It was
sure
terrible.
It was. Oh, like you didn't say it. I liked it.
Okay, that's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm going to take on me. Yeah, right. Advances.
Yeah, that's probably already a heady favorite, right?
Yeah. Okay, we're filling out our bracket.
Okay. Take number eight.
The eight seed versus eight, nine.
The eight and nine seed. You have Flava in Your Ear Remix by Craig Mack.
Okay. You look that one up.
Okay.
Because I know what this one is.
Flava in Your Ear Remix. All right. This is...
I don't know what that is. So
I don't know this song either.
I still don't know what this is.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
I don't remember that.
I do not know that song. So
I do remember this song, though. I love this song. I always liked it. Oh, there's an ad. I should have just went to my library because it ends up on hot rotation a lot of times. It's The Fountains of Wayne.
Yes.
And Stacy's Mom.
Stacy's Mom. Now, that was that video had Rachel Hunter in it. Who was in that video?
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, I like this song.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Is it better than Flava in Your Ear Remix?
Yes, it is.
All right, let's go ahead and give this one to Stacy's Mom.
It is Rachel Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good video.
Rod Stewart's lady.
I forgot about this video. My goodness.
Next, we have a 5 and a 12, and... the number 5, which probably should be higher than this.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is a one seed when you talk about one-hit wonders.
Coming Eileen.
This is
this Dexys
bracket's
Midnight Runners. Yeah, I...
Because I don't care about the next
one. Yeah. Well, yeah. But you know, let's be honest, though. The next one was a big one in the 90s. Was it Reality Bites soundtrack?
I think that's right.
I think that's where it might have come from.
Yeah.
You got it there?
I thought I had it. I thought I had it, but I don't want to deal with another ad. It's Lisa Loeb and Stay.
I have it up here.
You got it? Yeah. Okay. Well.
Like anybody needs it.
We don't need to hear it. I'm going with Come On Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I think this was Reality Bites.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Come On Eileen, way better.
Yeah.
Case closed.
We're not even going to argue about it.
Next up, ooh, this is a 4 and a 13. Return of the Mac.
I like this song. Yeah. This guy went to prison.
Yeah.
Come on.
I have a friend in college who thought for years this song was called Return of the Man.
Runner here, and he runner
here. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm not done with it. But now, but home, I like to sing like.
Is it better than this?
I don't know. What is this? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Tony
That's
Bay.
A good one.
Tony
Maria,
Bay.
Will you give that one to Mickey?
No,
what?
I can't.
Were you Return to the Man? Were you a Return to the Man guy?
I was Return to the Mac. I ain't giving that to Mickey.
I'll give it to Mickey, too. I'm gonna,
although,
too
what? You're giving it to Mickey?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
All right, well.
Do we have to decide?
You're going to give it to Return of the Mac? All right.
I've already put it in.
All right, well, if you already wrote it down.
How could you give that to Mickey?
Because that's a great song.
Mickey was a bigger hit. I will say that.
Oh, that's great.
But it's not a better song.
All right, the next song up is, oh, my God, it's a torturous perennial karaoke song.
Right.
By Four Non Blondes. You know this one, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on? And I say...
what is this, 96? Are you guessing?
Yeah, probably. That sounds right.
And it is up against
Natalie Imbruglia. Oh, that's another ad. Why do I keep getting ads? How do you not?
I'm on Apple Music, baby.
Oh, well, I'm not on Apple. I like this song.
Is this Dawson Creek? Yeah.
This is where she lies.
No, I don't want to wait. This is Dawson Creek.
Yeah. This is where she lies naked on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
She puts that imagery in your head.
I am torn, if you will, on this one.
I'm not.
But I actually think for One Hit Wonder purposes, I would go with Four Non-Blondes.
It probably is better, yeah. I mean, as far as...
I mean, in terms of like...
she had other songs. Natalie Imbruglia is not a One Hit Wonder.
Well, here's the thing about One Hit Wonders. They have to be like an earworm kind of song, right?
And Four Non-Blondes, I agree. Yeah. I like her better. But for crying out loud, I mean, she had this song. Remember this? I would posit this is the best poolside song ever written.
I don't know this.
Wrong impression, Natalie Imbruglia?
What are you talking about? No one knows this song.
How do you not know this song? Best pool song ever. If this doesn't make
you... What pool are you hanging out at?
Winchester Community. That's a great song.
Well,
she's disqualified anyway. She's not a one-hit wonder.
All right, next up we have a number three seed.
I can't stop my music. Wait a minute. I can't stop the music. What's going on here? What happened? My goodness.
Oh,
somebody.
Please stop the...
I can't. Now, here we go. Brugley. It's getting to the hook, though. Pressing.
Come on.
Come on. You want the margaritas? You know, you're laying by the pool. You and your fellas.
This is your pool song. All right.
Yep.
All right. Next up, we have a number three seed versus a number 14 seed. Now, I would wager, I think the 14 seed is way off here, but this is the number three seed.
Good.
Tag team back again.
Oh, yeah.
Back again? That means they're not a one in one? I don't know.
Back again.
Yeah. That is, of course, Whoomp, There It Is.
Yeah. I like that. I always liked it.
And they are up against the number 14.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, this is
now, this is the epitome of One Hit Wonder. Why is this a 14 seed?
It should be a 1.
It really probably should
be a
1 or 2, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They screwed this up.
I think you might be right about that. Now, here's what I'll say.
Like arena.
I would rather listen to Whoop, There It Is.
Yeah,
but I think in terms of One Hit Wonders,
much bigger.
The Macarena was a movement.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to get that. Macarena?
I can still do it. Can you still do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hey, Macarena.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a much bigger song.
Yeah. They wore nice suits, Los Del Rio did. That's why you liked them. Okay. Next.
I first heard Macarena when I was at Pleasure Island in Disney World.
By a pool.
No, it wasn't by a pool. It was at Pleasure Island.
All right. Next up, we have a number 7, and this is Aqua with.
Mm-hmm. Hiya, Bobby. Hi, Ken. You want to go for a ride? Jump in. I'm a Bobby girl.
That's pretty catchy. It's a pretty catchy song. Now, see, this is a one-hit wonder right here.
Yeah.
What else did Aqua do?
Nothing.
And they are up against...
They're up against these guys. I love this song. Much better song.
Mm-hmm.
Closing time. Semisonic.
You know what this song is about?
Closing time.
What do you think this song is about? Because I think I know what this song is about. I think I recall reading it.
Well, I guess he's a bartender.
And it's about birth.
What?
Yeah, it's about
birth?
This room won't be open until your brothers and your sisters come.
don't know about that.
What?
Yeah, I think he said that it was about birth. Yeah. Could you look that
finish
up?
Finish your whiskey, your beer?
I think he says that. I think he wrote it. I think.
Yeah. Want to take me home. You're nuts. That ain't about birth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You're crazy, man.
Yeah, that's Sammy Sonic's closing diamond's really about babies and childbirth. There's a link right there.
I don't get it.
All right, who are you going to give that to?
Well, again, didn't Sammy Sonic have something else other than that?
You're thinking of fastball.
No, I'm not thinking of fastball. I know fastball. I've got all the fastball hits.
That does not surprise me that you're a big fastball
fan. I got all their hits. It was not... I mean, Barbie Girl's more the one-hit wonder, don't you think?
Yeah, I probably enjoyed closing time.
Yeah, I enjoy closing. I love closing time.
I would be fine giving it the closing time in an upset. I mean, Barbie Girl's pretty catchy, but I don't know. Marie, you want to break this tie?
Well, it's not really a tie. I just don't know what to do.
Well, you want to help us out?
Wait, it was closing time
was? And Barbie Girl.
Oh, yeah. That's so catchy.
Okay, well, catchy is one-hit wonder, is what a one-hit
so
wonder
what are we
is.
Doing? Barbie?
We'll do Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl advances. Okay.
All right. Next up is a big hitter.
Oh.
Big one. This is a two-seed.
Yeah, and it should be.
Yeah, maybe that's probably right. This is probably accurate. Let's see here. Everybody knows this one.
Yeah, everybody knows it.
Let's see here.
You can find it.
What is going on with your phone?
I don't know. I'm playing
Let's kick it. Sued by Queen and David Bowie. Is that correct?
Well, it should be.
A brand new invention. Something grabs hold of me tightly. Flows like a hop daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? I don't know.
No.
Turn off the lights.
And I'll
glow. To the extreme, rock the mic like a vandal.
Oh, turn off. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've just learned something. Turn off the lights and I'll glow?
Yeah.
I thought he said it was I blow.
I don't know. I don't think
Turn
so.
Off the that lights and I blow.
Does it make sense? That's a different song.
Boy, I am embarrassed. I have been singing this the
wrong
way.
Have you been singing it wrong the whole time?
Yeah. I wonder why everybody looks at me
and
moves away. Turn off the lights and I blow. I
Leave the lights on, everybody.
Yeah, don't turn the lights on with that guy. It's going up against, I love this song.
Yeah, but I don't think it stands a chance.
No, it doesn't, but I love it. And it was in The Nutty Professor. Well, this is some, I don't know what this is.
Is this another ad?
No, it's not an ad. It's just a... All right, here we go. This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
This is over. It's Ice Ice Baby.
It is Ice Ice Baby.
Okay, I'm going to put this. Montel, don't hurt him, Montel.
Montel Jordan.
All right.
Friday night.
There's your OMG. I remember that song, Region, in the books.
Okay.
Let's move on to the Wow, That One Takes Me Back region. Now, this is a very interesting matchup.
1 and 16.
A 1 and 16, but ooh. I would wager to say that the 16 is miscast in this one.
And these songs are sort of similar in a way.
They're not similar at all.
They are very
they
similar.
They are not similar in the least.
I would put them in the same category. When I'm trying to think of a song, I would confuse one for the other.
You're kidding, right?
I am not kidding.
You're just doubling down because you made a mistake.
No, I did not make a mistake. This is how I think of these two.
Maria, listen to the similarities between these two songs. Here's the first one. Number one, see Tub Thumping.
Yeah. Sounds just like the other one.
You know, oh, man. Tub Thumping. I really like this song.
Yeah, it's all right.
Huh?
It's all right.
Those are bollocks. Yeah, I like this. This was a fun song.
And I get up again.
All right, and that is going up against the number 16 seed.
Mm-hmm.
You got it lined up?
Well, I'm working on it. It sent me to their website.
Holy.
What the?
Here, jeez. I got to do everything.
Yeah, okay, you do all it. Right, if you think you can do it better.
I can do it better.
There we go. I think
number 16 is this.
You got it?
Did you, wait, Maria, were you aware that I switched songs? That this is not Tub Thumping
they're
anymore?
They're very similar.
Because Lee thinks these songs are very similar.
They are very similar. You got Tub Thumping. And
you know, they always said the crash test dummy's guy had an extra testicle. That's why his voice was so deep. You hear that? That's, that. You know, I'll tell you what. If there's ever a case for 16-1 upset,
you like the
is a good song. It's a very good song. That's a really tough one. Tub Thumping is an anthem, and then the other one is...
Yeah, I don't know. This is a tie for me, because they're so similar.
you could barely tell the difference between them. we got let's say Tub Thumping.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to die on that hill.
This is a good call. All right, number 8, we're going back to the 70s, Lee.
Ooh. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah. Mm. Here we go.
All right. Play it for me. Oh. You know it right away. It's iconic.
Mm-hmm. This is in so many movies. It's crazy. All this sound is going to sound great on the podcast, by the way. This is exactly what everybody wants to listen to music with our phones up next to a speaker.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. Now, that's an 8 seed. You got the 9 seed pulled up?
I got it right here. All right, let's see it. Here we go. Roll another.
Good song too.
It is. Yeah. La da da da, la da da da.
I think it's got to be Kung Fu Fighting. Man.
Yeah.
I
was gonna clean my
room until I got high. Yeah, you got to go with Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going with Kung Fu Fighting too.
Right.
Kung Fu Fighting could win the whole thing. That's all I'm saying.
Oh wow. Okay.
I'm just saying it could. When you think of one hit wonder,
that's an 8 over a 9. All right.
Generation after generation knows Kung Fu.
That's
Fighting.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one knows anything else that Carl Douglas ever did. Yeah. Now the number 5 versus 12 is another good one. This is the 5 right here.
Oh yeah, forget about this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Lou Bega. In the house. Yeah, this is this was everywhere. Do you remember how big this song was? Crazy.
Yeah.
Not terrible. You got number 12 up there?
I'm working on it.
All right, then we got the number 12.
No, that ain't it. That's Wikipedia.
Oh, Lee.
What? I want that work for me. That dumb thing. I hate Wikipedia.
All right, here you go. Here's number. The 12th seed is right here.
Got it?
Yeah. It's a Prince cover.
It's not a cover. He just wrote it.
No, Prince recorded it.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought he
nope, it's
wrote
Prince,
it for
there's
him.
A
no, maybe it's the Bengals I'm thinking of.
Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Lee. Now, I have a soft spot for torch songs.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to suggest that we have an upset.
So, Sinead beats Mambo number 5
with
Lou Bega?
Yeah, I think...
Well, it made a bigger impact on society, I guess.
What, this song?
Yeah. I mean, it had, in pop culture, this was a bigger hit than
I loved
Mambo number 5.
Yeah. Remember when Sinead,
I remember the
Sinead,
video.
Remember when
black Sinead, and white.
Well, you remember this
shaved
was.
Shaved head.
Remember this was the episode of SNL where Sinead
ripped
up the picture of the Pope.
Yeah.
I like Nothing Compares to You better, so I don't know.
I'll give you that one.
All right.
All right.
Our biggest upset yet.
So now we're going to the 4 versus 13, and it starts with Norman Greenbaum.
I love this song.
I do, too.
Love it.
Spirit in the Sky. We can play it.
Every time I hear the song in the movie, I love it.
Yeah. It's a good one.
This is maybe one of my top 10 songs of all time. I love this song. Yeah.
It's good.
It's a really good one. Norman Greenbaum.
Fuzzy guitar.
That's really good. And that's the number 4 seed. It is up against.
Okay.
It is up against Bow Wow Wow.
What?
Ooh, tough one.
Not really.
No, it's not. But this is a good. But it's, I mean, both. This is a huge one-hit wonder. Both of these songs are heavy. You hear them a lot still.
Yeah.
We going with Norman Greenbaum there?
All right, I didn't even think twice about it.
I think you're right.
Okay. Oh, this next one. So, number 6. Oh, my goodness. If this doesn't remind you of any ride that goes round and round.
You're right.
Every time I go to an amusement park and they got the thing that is sort of sloped, but it's circular, and you sit in a bench and you go around. They got one at like Malibu Jacks. This is required to play. You have to play the Knack and My Sharona.
Also in Reality Bites.
Yep.
And do you want to know, I know a tidbit about this song. Did you know that the sodomy scene in Pulp Fiction where Bruce Willis is in Marcellus Wallace's, he's in the redneck shop to save Marcellus Wallace. This was supposed to be the song that was played. And Reality Bites beat Tarantino. Like, I guess in the script, it's My Sharona. When he comes in with the samurai sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, which would have been kind of cool, to be honest.
That's a good one.
All right, so.
I love that.
It is up against number 11, the Mims. This Is Why I'm Hot, which I only think of this in terms of internet popularity because a bunch of YouTube videos. I remember the Duke one. This is why I'm hot. Right? This is like a bunch of montage videos of this.
I'm already writing My Sharona down.
Yeah.
That ain't going to beat that. The next matchup is number 3 versus
14. Oh, my gosh. I love this song.
Yeah, this is a big one here. If we can.
Oh, what a song.
It was a good song.
It's a great song. Another song that has lived big time for 30 years.
Yeah. And different variations.
40 years, probably. Probably 1982 or something.
There's the pure Deutsch version.
Yeah. And there was a time when that I knew kind of phonetically.
Yeah.
The German version as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
99 Luftballons by Nina. That's a good one. Yeah.
You're not going to let it get to the chorus?
Here. Wait, you want the chorus? You mean the first? Here we go.
Yeah, all right. All right, and that is up against the 14 seed.
Okay. Oh, I liked this when it was
Young MC. Marvin Young, I saw him in concert. He opened for Milli Vanilli.
Wow.
Yeah. Did any of us really see Milli Vanilli in concert, it could be said? This is a tale for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because they're
overzealous.
Play hard to get females get
jealous.
Okay, Smarty, go to a party.
I like that song too.
That
I don't
is
know
good.
Do
I don't think
here.
It beats. I don't think it beats 99 Love Balloons.
No, it doesn't have the life because 99 Love Balloons was in Atomic Blonde, I believe, wasn't it? I mean, it was. It still surfaces.
Big time. Yeah. Next up is a 7 versus a 10.
Okay.
And the 7 seed is from across the pond.
Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Right, said Fred.
Now, see, Lee, this is a song I imagine that you sit by the pool.
I think you got the wrong guy there, buddy.
That is, of course, Right Said Fred with I'm Too Sexy, and that is up against the number 10.
Which is the country version of that. And it is from the state of Kentucky.
Our first country tune.
Flatwoods. Here's Billy Ray and Achy Breaky.
This is a 7-10 matchup. I would like to suggest that this song was bigger in its genre.
Achy Breaky?
Than Right Said
Absolutely.
Fred was. So yeah.
I'm going with Achy Breaky. Yeah. I'll go with that.
We would not have Miley probably without this song.
Correct. Okay.
Oh, our next one's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get this one.
Okay, you get that one.
This is a number 2, as well it should be, I think.
Oh, my God.
Becky.
Look at that.
Her butt.
It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks
like... Well, there's a lot of dialogue going on there.
The dialogue. They shortened that for the video, I think.
So big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
It is a great song.
This is an unforgettable song, and everybody knows it.
Yeah. But Senna cannot lie. You Warner Brothers can't deny.
The pure joy just hearing this song. You get strong.
It's going up against the 15 seed, which is
I don't even know
You
this.
Gotta
oh,
Be.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
Desiree.
Yeah.
Which I like this song.
When it doesn't hold. It can't be it.
Huh?
Yeah, it can't beat Baby Got
No, I know it can't.
But you're right.
But I like it.
Love will save the day. Is that it?
No, it's
not. Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the... I'm really a soft spot for this song.
It is. It's a good song.
I might put this on my hot rotation.
Well, you should.
Maybe.
But your pool song. You're actually more of a pond guy anyway.
Pool, pond. Pond would be good for you.
You gotta be. You gotta be wiser.
Yeah. I still think Baby Got Back.
Oh, Baby Got Back beats it. Yeah, I'm not saying it didn't. I was just enjoying it. All right. So Baby Got Back.
All right. That is the Wow That One Takes Me Back region. Next, we have the This Song Again region.
All right.
Oh, man.
Number one.
Number one seed in this one is a whopper.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think I got it.
You got that?
Yeah. All right, you're all going to know this song.
Oh, you bet. Here we go.
The Humpty Dance by Digital Underground, former home of Tupac Shakur and Humpty Hump. One of those people is iconic, and one is Tupac Shakur. I'm a new fool in town, and my town's laid down by the underground. Mm-hmm. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. That's a great one.
Yeah.
And that is up against the number 16.
Which is that's what I'm getting. Wait a minute, here we go.
Oh, man.
Summer Girls and LSO.
Yeah, but this is getting the floor wiped with itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with this song.
Yeah. That summer. New kids on the block had a
bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. Oh, I kind of do that, yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Humpty Dance kills out.
Yeah, Humpty Dump.
Next up, we have an 8-9 matchup, and the number 8 seed is...
Oh, Mbop, baby.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hanson.
Yeah, and Mbop be gone.
Oh, boy, this is a tough one, though.
Yeah.
This is tough.
You got the number 9 there? Oh, this number 9 is a good one.
I know.
We might see an upset here.
This is tough. Here's number 9.
Number 9.
Yeah.
That wins, right?
Yeah, this wins for me. But you and I are the age where this was...
I know, but... what? Maria?
Yeah,
I think if it's an 8-9, this is a fair upset.
Are you a millennial?
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
yeah.
Then Tainted Love wins.
All right.
We can't trust anything she says from now on.
You just damaged all your credibility. Number five is, oh, man, I love this song. I love this song.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
I like the number
vapors,
12.
Vapors, oh, my gosh. Forget about it.
We're going to fight on this one.
Oh, come on.
I mean, that's okay, but not like this one.
Got it? And it is up against the number 12.
I love the video of this one, everything about it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the video had the little guy in it?
Yeah, the little guy. I loved it. If we want to.
Leave your friends behind.
You got to sing.
Got your friends on them. Send it on down. No friends of mine.
You got to sound like Katharine Hepburn when you sing it. Yeah. I know.
I'm with you. I think you got to give it to Safety Dance.
Yeah,
I love turning Japanese. But yeah, I think you got to give it to Safety Dance. Also, do you know what turning Japanese refers to?
What?
I can't say it on this podcast, but Google it. That's all I'll say. It is a euphemism for something.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they
mean. Oh, okay. I get
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to give you that grotesque
gesture. I can't believe Chris dropped his pants. Does he give me that? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't know what that is, you can look that up. Yeah.
All right. Now.
Oh, the next one's a very big one.
This is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. This is the number four from Benny and June, I believe. Right? Benny and June soundtrack?
I think they were.
So amazing. To you.
Gonna be
the man who's coming home with you.
I'm gonna take out. Gonna be
stuck next to you.
Turn the lights off and a blow.
All right, you got number 13. 13 wasn't bad either.
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
That Andrew Dice Clay sampled in this song,
yeah,
right?
I skipped that part. Let me go back to that. Here you go.
Oh!
Well, then you stepped on it. There you go.
We really need some production value.
Yeah, there we go.
Joint.
Oh!
I still think you've got to give it to 500 Miles.
Really? I don't think you do.
Really?
I liked Unbelievable, the 13 seed.
EMF. I also know what EMF stands for. Again, got to Google it.
Yeah. No lies. All about my replies. Okay, sounds like he's a.
I say 500 Miles on this one.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Unbelievable.
Maria, you're the tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
500 Miles.
Oh, she's mad now because I said the millennial
Your
thing.
Check is in the mail, Maria.
That's what they do. They hold grudges.
All right. Next up is. Well, let's see here.
Oh, you got that one?
Yeah. This is one that's in every drug sequence of every movie about the 70s, right?
Uh-huh.
This is Inagata De Vida by Iron Butterfly.
You know he's trying to say in the
Garden
of Eden.
Yeah. All right, you got the next one?
That is
a six seed, and it's up against the number 11.
Why can't people enunciate? Why couldn't? I mean, what would be wrong with In the Garden of Eden? In the Garden of Eden, but instead of In the Garden of Eden.
That's a lot of hard R's.
In the Garden of Eden. The guy's had a stroke, and nobody's helped this poor man. It's up against this one.
This was soft spot for the UK fans.
Oh, that's
this was
right.
The video
before each game. I've always liked this song. Oh, and we're in March.
Oh, yeah. Here comes Jeff Shepard.
Yeah, we're seeing the highlights.
I like it. Nazi.
Yeah.
Now, this won't get as banging as that one. This is the original, so this stays.
Still.
I'm going to say Bittersweet Symphony.
Me too. I'm going to say Bittersweet Symphony. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, this is 11. That's upset. Oh, man. Forget about it. This next song is one I see maybe for me coming out of this region.
Wow.
I love this song.
I don't know. I don't even know if it get out of this round.
Yeah, it better.
It may not.
It better. Let's see here. Oh, man.
Because when we think of one-hit wonders.
Well. Let's see here.
What's going on over there?
This stupid Wi-Fi in this
stupid
joint.
Wi-Fi.
It says it's playing right now. Huh? Right? Am I right? Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. Come on. It's good, but. It's great. It's the best. I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe. Come on.
I don't know.
Come on. Pack it up. Pack it in.
I don't know if it's as good as what we're going up against right now.
Tried to play me off, and then the whole crew will act up. All right, what do you got up next? That's a number three, and that's up against.
It's up against my boys, Hathaway.
Your boys. And, this is the SNL.
You gotta do your head like this.
Yeah.
Baby, don't hurt me. No more.
I'm going to go to the mat on Jump Around on this one.
It's a pretty good song, though.
It's all right, but I don't think it beats Jump Around.
What do you love so much about Jump Around?
I love it. It's just a great hype song.
What memories attached to Jump Around that got you so infused?
It's a big college song for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did a lot of jumping around.
Okay.
I did a lot of trampoline work.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I'm taking that one. Is that
I'll
right?
give it all to right. you. Jump all around. All right. Here you go. So, next.
Next is, let's see.
Ooh.
Next we got is, what's the seeds here? 7 and 10?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right.
There we go. Oh.
You talk about a song everybody heard a lot of.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
All right, what you got? You got next one?
Almost.
That's the number 7. It's up against the number 10. You ready for that, Lee?
No, almost. I got to skip the ad. Okay. All right. Here you go. Here's what it's up against. What do you think, Maria? Tootsie Roll!
What is this, a dance break at Shinaway Pub all of a sudden? That's what this sounds like right here.
I don't know what I've been told. Tootsie Roll! Tootsie Roll, make a Tootsie Roll!
That's the 69 boys. You know, the 69 boys.
Yeah.
From over,
sure, I know them.
Over across town.
To the left, to the right, to the right. To the front. Baby, slide.
I think that I'll be there for you.
Okay.
When's that? Don't you?
Yeah, as far as a one-hit wonder, sure.
I mean, it was huge.
When you look at the canon of the 69 boys.
Yeah. I think they did better.
All right, I'll give it to
them. This next song is one my friend Craig loves, and I think it's okay.
Oh, I like this song, too.
I bet you do.
I do.
I had a conversation with my wife about this the other day because we were talking about how this band didn't do anything else, and this song was very, very big.
By myself in the head.
Marcy Playground.
Just sitting, think about myself, and there she was.
That is Sex and Candy. That is a number two seed.
We got a photographer that works here. His name is Jason Candy. And oftentimes when I see him,
you sing this
I
song?
Go, I smell Jason Candy. I do it all the time.
I bet he loves it. He never
loves
gets old.
It.
It's always funny.
It's going up against the.
But at least, I guarantee this is one of your favorite bands.
No, it's not.
It sounds like it would totally be one of your favorite
bands. It's going up against Bob Dylan's boy. Here he is. It's.
Calling it Bob Dylan's boy makes them sound a lot cooler than they were.
The Wallflowers?
Yeah. One headlight.
Yeah. I did like this song, though.
Well, let's pick it, because I'm going to try to get through this last region before you have to go.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do here?
I don't know. Sex and Candy, I guess.
All right.
right.
Oh, man. All right. Number they're moving on to the back in my day region.
Okay.
And this song. All right. Here we go. You're all going to know this one. By Ram Jam.
Oh, I like this one. Oh.
When did this song come out? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
It sounds like an old song, but I don't think it is.
Which it's got to be mid-80s.
Or I was at early 90s, man.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Black Betty. And that is a one seed.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Oh, Black Betty, bam a lamb. Black Betty.
Ambulance. All right.
Black Betty had a child.
Yeah, and that's up against the number 16
I don't even know what this is.
I don't
know. What Would You Do by City High. You know this, Maria?
I don't think I know this song.
Why you up in there dancing for cash?
Oh. Black Betty beat that, right?
Yeah.
The one seed it survives and advances there.
Maria knows every word to this.
All right, it's up against the 8 seed.
Okay. So that's
next up is an 8 versus a 9. Oh, I kind of like this song.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
This is a good song. I like this. This is a very good song, in fact. Yeah. This song is, of course, can I say this with the name of the song?
Yeah, you can say it.
This song is Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
I like that song.
I do a lot. Yeah. You got the next one?
The number nine
seed. If not, we just keep listening.
I got it.
All right, number 9 seed, its opponent. Oh, this
Steal
is a good
my
one too.
Sunshine.
This is a good one too.
We're ramping up. Oh, yeah, I do like this.
It's a good song.
I didn't know what it was at first, but now I do. Dang, I like this song. I forgot about it.
I know. I say Meredith Brooks because I like it more. This is a really good song. This might, you know what? One-hit wonders.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an upset. Upset alert.
Okay.
Steal my sunshine.
I like that song. But I like the Meredith Brooks song, too.
I do, too.
I
don't think you take anything away from either of those. They both played hard.
I wish they weren't playing each other.
They both came to play today. Now, this song, I actually, I'll be honest with you, I just listened to this song 2 days ago in the car.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. This ain't the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, this is number 5.
Oh, hot 5.
This is Ski-Lo.
I'm looking at number 12.
You know this song, don't you?
I guess.
I wish it was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good like a collar. A 6'4 Impala. Yeah, it's going.
Not going to beat this song.
No, it's not.
This song.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe that this is a 12 seed.
This should be a
Holy
1 or
cow.
A 2 seed. What are we doing? Come on, Simple Minds. Here we go. Hey.
Oh, iconic. This song is maybe one of the greatest songs of the 80s.
Yeah.
Right here. Forget about it, right?
This was in every, I can't think of the director's
in Breakfast,
name.
Breakfast Club is where it's from. It? John Hughes.
It's John Hughes' movie.
Yeah.
John Hughes did everything.
Oh, that I write it down. Yeah, don't you forget about
alone,
me.
Baby.
Now, I know one of this next matchup. I don't know the other. The 4, at least I don't think I know it. I don't remember it. Oh, yeah, okay. I got 5 on it. Yeah, I do know this song. This is a 4 seed by Lunas. Did you know that, Maria?
I don't know this one.
You know the next one, right?
I know the next one.
You got it?
Yeah, I thought I did.
So that is I Got Five on it. This is number 4 seed. It is going up against a number 13 seed that is definitely one hit wonder because this dude never did anything else.
Yeah, well.
You need me to get it?
Yeah, it's not. All right, here we go. I think I got it now.
Oh,
it's an ad.
Why
would the deal with
can't
the
you
ads?
Pony up for a good music
I'm not
service?
Doing, I'm not doing that.
Kyle, here you go.
Yeah, you got it?
I got it. Snow from the album 12 Inches of Snow, I believe. Is that what it is? Informer.
I'll go with Informer because I don't know the other one.
The other one is, I feel like I hear the other one a lot, but I don't know. I think I'll go with Snow on that one too. I think I would go Informer. You alright with that, Maria?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Now, number 6 versus
Oh
11.
Man, this is a tough one. We're getting to the end of the of our show here, but you got it? You got the first one or the second one?
I can get either one, I hope.
You do the first and I'll the second one.
Okay, here's the first one. I don't have to
go
through an
ad. This is a 6 seed.
It's not an ad. It's just the beginning of the video.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, help me welcome to the stage your friend and mine.
I like this song. This brings him out on the dance floor.
It does.
If you've ever been to a wedding
this
that has a DJ.
Nothing will get a mother-in-law out of a chair
faster
than the Cupid
Shuffle. They will all come out for this.
All right, and that's a 16. It is up against.
Down, down, do your dance. Got it? Oh, that's.
This was huge when it came out.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Robin Williams was in this video.
Who was the other guy in the video?
It was
Bobby McFerrin.
Yes, I know
Robin
it is.
Robin Williams.
It's the dude from Popeye. Bill Irwin, I think is his name.
It was like
he's a clown. He's like a famous
clown.
I felt
bad for him. Like, why are you in this?
Yeah.
You look like you're interrupting a good time.
I think, I don't know. I think Don't Worry, Be Happy might be the
it
upset
may be
there.
A bit. No, I don't think it is. Cupid Shuffle still has life.
If you,
nobody's
okay.
playing Don't Worry, Be Happy at a wedding.
I give you that. All right. You've made your point.
All right.
I say Cupid Shuffle. All
Cupid
right.
Shuffle.
Three more matches up. 3 and a 14. I don't know that this song deserves to be a.
Oh, I love this song.
I don't think it deserves a 3 seed.
I don't know, but I love it. It's from Austin Powers. Yeah.
This is from Austin Powers?
Yeah. It's on the Austin Powers soundtrack.
That's a 3 seed. It's up against the 14 seed. You got that, Lee?
I'm working on it.
This is not a 3 seed. Am I right, Maria?
No, it's not.
No.
I agree. It's not a 3 seed, but.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Lee.
It's taking me to the daggone movie. Yeah. I don't want the movie. Because she's so high. Okay, here we go. All it's right. going up against Sean King. Sean Kingston.
I got no dog in this fight.
Yeah.
I'll let you two pick this one. Dealer's choice.
Me, I at least am familiar with the She's So High, Tal Bachman.
All right. All right. Oh, man, I love this next song. This is a 7 seed. And I could just be able to look this up by the band name because... All right. This is The Darkness.
The Darkness.
Yeah. And I believe, let's see here. Playing it? Is it playing?
I love the Challenger, though.
I don't.
Oh, I love the Challenger. I got it ready.
That's not Minnie the Moocher. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, can I play the Challenger while we're waiting? I got it.
Oh, I love this song. This is one of our only, like, kind of hard rocking songs on here.
Yeah, that's
not
crazy.
A lot of Hair Band. Not a lot of Poison.
Well, Poison had more than one hit. But Cinderella, well, they have, like, one hit.
But can we get to the chorus on this one just for me?
If you want.
All right. Oh, I love this song. Good video, too.
Sounds like Tiny Tim.
It's good stuff. Here you go.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Oh, no.
That's not any good.
You're nodding, Maria. That's a great song.
No, it's horrible. This song beats it.
This is New Radicals.
Yep. I like this song.
I'll take the darkness. You taking this one, I guess.
I'm taking this one.
Maria, you're the tiebreaker.
One, two, one.
Oh,
oh
snap.
Boy, I tell you what.
Thank you, Maria.
There's the future of our nation with Maria.
All right, in our last matchup for this week, this has been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this. I can't wait for everybody to hear tinny, scratchy music for an hour. All right. This is a good one right here. This is a number two.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Probably deserving.
Yeah, that's a good song.
This is Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. And that's up against the 15. You got the 15 there?
Got it.
All right. That's up against, that's a two seed.
Come, my lady. Come, come, my lady. Come, come, my lady.
Why are you, you're holding your arm like Bob Dole.
There you go. I'll put a pin in there. There you go. This way Bob Dole would do it.
Bob Dole listening to this song.
Bob Dole's a great American. I don't know why you're making fun of him.
All right. That was a surprise. I didn't expect that to be that song.
Yeah.
But I still think that.
I'd probably go with Flagpole Sitta.
Probably. Nope. And that, folks.
Was the first round.
Jeez. That's fun. Well, we'll knock the rest of it out next week for sure. This has been really fun. Come back next week for a second round of the One Hit Wonder Bracket. Until then, folks, this has been...
And tweet us and let us know what your thoughts are, too, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know how we picked and where we went wrong. And we will see you next week for episode 55 of the Funkhouse Situation. See ya!